Yo, yo.
Zap! Crack ball. Crack a ball. Boom, boom. What's up? Ruff, ruff. Meow, meow. You know who it is. Rawr. It's your permaculture entrepreneurs, your high ones. We're about to get super high with this big-ass blunt. And teach you all the things about being a permaculturist and an entrepreneur and a good human. How are you doing as a human guy and all of our listeners?
I'm doing okay.
Guy's been in pain. Hurting. He hurt his back. He heard it from the adventure we went on because we finished the fucking van. Pretty good. The adventure van is epic and Guy crushed it. Everyone clap for him. And then I should insert a clapping thing. So everybody's just...
It did work out nicely.
It's a beautiful van. We're going to call it the Dandy Boho. Right? Or something.
Dandy? Yeah, I like the Dandy.
The Dandy Dan. The Dandy Van. Dandy, said... I was just looking up words, or going with the bohemian vintage theme, and Dandy came out, and like the word Dandy was like really relevant in the 70s, and it means it also stands for like excellent, like that's Dandy. It's excellent. And it's just like, it is an excellent van. It's super. He did a great job. It has excellent finishing touches with his carpentry skills. There's hardwood, walnut, and spalted maple accents around and like countertops. It's fucking cool. It comes with two charcuterie boards that also serve as the bed support when you convert the table to the bed. There's 4-inch padded cushions. This is the practicing of the description. The cushions are like a really nice cream, like old, like tone, like tan color. It's really cool. I like all the things we picked out. And there's like a wicker accents too. Is it called wicker? When you order it, what is that shit called?
Like Canva or something. I forget what the term was. It's like
you have to soak it first to like get it pliable, right?
Yeah.
It's really cool material that like... We decided to only use a little bit of it because I think it was just going to be too much of it. And I like the spalted, like... He found spalted plywood for the cabinetry and it looks badass. Where did we take our maiden voyage, Guy?
Salt Lake City.
We've been there before, but honestly, 10 years ago, I don't remember seeing the mountains like we did this time. Like, I did, but, like, we didn't do any exploring.
It was also super rainy this season, so everything was just looking super green and pretty. Lots of rivers and ponds and lakes everywhere.
And the Salt Lake is the biggest salt lake in the world. So I highly recommend go visiting just for that. The honeybee is the insect, so I was super stoked on that. The motorcycle ride we went on, that's also why we went, was called it was put on by the Hive crew, shout out to them. And it was called the Swarm Part 2. It was their second year doing it. And, dude, there's some badass Harley riders up in Utah. And FC riders, too. Guy and Gage crushed it. Kaylee and Gage came out on a whim. And I'm super proud of them. That's called being adventurous. We've been planning it. If we said if we get the van done, we're going. And we did it. And we booked it last week. And Guy had a push to get it finished. And he did. There's some finishing touches he still has to do, but... We're about to take some pictures on Saturday and get this bad boy listed. So if you're interested, hit us up. You can message us at the Boomstead on Instagram or guy@carbonbaseddesigns.com is his email. And if you ever need a table or charcuterie board, or he has 2 coffee tables in the works or that are finished, 3 with the end table on. And he'll even give a good deal because someone chipped the bucket. That's what happens when you have shit in storage that you don't assign at your own storage.
Yeah, I don't have room for storage.
We don't have any storage here, which is the only lame part about our house, but I love my home. Super grateful for my house. Have you been practicing gratitude lately, if you're listening? Gratitude is like the driver of positivity and happiness in your life. So I'll say 3 things. I'm grateful for my dogs, I'm grateful for my husband, and I'm grateful for my badass kitchen. And I'm grateful for our shade. I love how much shade we have on our property. Dudes, our fuckhead neighbor up the street, he is this old man. He paid this Spanish dude however much money to just start ripping apart this caltopa tree. And it's not cut down yet, but I think it's going to get down to the stump the way it looks. They did a fucking There was no reason to cut it down. It was a beautiful fucking catalpa tree. I love those trees. And I'm so pissed off. shout out Botanic Gardens and my friend Effie. She took me to the Botanic Gardens. If you have a membership, you get to bring 6 friends whenever you want. So I'm tempted to get one. If I lived a little, I'm tempted to get one just for this case of like walking around and like learning more about plants, like that, identifying them.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And there's a sick ass bonsai garden that I highly recommend everyone go. This dude's been training trees, all types of trees, from California junipers to Potters of Pines to aspens to be bonsais. And it's so fucking dope. It's like unbelievable.
I'll have to go there with you next time.
I want to go with you. I'm tempted to get a membership. Just have Effie bring us out again. It's fun going with Effie because she's having that horticulture background from, like, she did some things outside of her high school that allowed her to do horticulture emphasis. It's like, that's so lame that we don't have every kid learning about horticulture in high school. It'd be mandatory. Yeah. If I could take over the world, that would definitely be one thing I would instill in every K through 12. Dude, Matt Powers, he has one of the podcasts I listen to. I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to look it up. But he has started a permaculture like program for kids.
Nice.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. His podcast, I'm saying. It has a green background with like ladybug on it, I think. So, beside your back, how was the adventure?
It was very fun. It was very pretty.
We did a cool hike on Capitol Hill there. It's basically where fucking the Mormon dude Joshua Smith founded Mormonism. It's so he basically climbed this really sacred, beautiful
spot. Josh Smith.
Jake.
Whatever it is, something Smith. White boy Smith.
John Smith.
I don't think so, because John Smith's Pocahontas. Maybe it is John Smith.
Give me your phone. You keep talking. Tell us about how you like to do the van. Is it something you see yourself wanting to do again?
If I can make money on it.
I think you're going to make money on it. You got to have vision.
I don't like building up vans for no reason, but...
Well, we built it out for us. That was always the intention. So at the end of the day, if we don't sell it, then...
The intention was to sell it, but...
Well, we wanted a van.
I didn't need to put $13,000 into my own fucking van for no reason.
The adventure alone is worth it, I think.
I mean, I need a couple more adventures before it to be worth it with the money I put in, but... But yes, I enjoyed building the van if it's something I can continue to do. Well, hopefully each van gets better, but I think for the first one, I think it turned out...
Joseph Smith.
Joseph
Smith. I said Joseph.
You said Joshua Smith. Oh. You said John Smith.
Oh, my bad. All the same. Joshua, Joseph, James.
I said white boy
All
Smith.
Making up shit anyway. But he basically took this fucking dope-ass spot. He's like, yeah, God came to me here. And, yeah, now we have Mormonism. Men can marry as many women as they want. It's women, you listen to them, men. Don't drink caffeine or sugar anymore.
Have 19 children. Don't practice protected sex.
Yeah, they still don't have liquor stores open on Sundays and on holiday. On
at least you can buy liquor.
You can still go get liquor, which was nice. We went to a cool brewery. Shout out B. Wilder. It was a cool little, cute little, delicious Bavarian pretzel, and the IPA with honey was delicious. It's called the Desert IPA. And I liked it, considering we always drink, shout out, Humble Jack, an electric cowboy. That shit's the shit. We drink it every day when we can. We brought only 2 6 packs, I'm proud of us. We probably should have brought 4. Yeah. Our garden is coming along nicely. If you plant perennials, you will always be happy with your garden because just shit just starts firing off, especially when you get rain like this. Like my comfrey plant is like 5 feet tall with like already blossoming. I need to cut it all back and harvest the leaves. So you can chop and drop it. It will help build nitrogen in your garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a carbon build?
Comfrey's a dynamic accumulator.
Thank you, guy. So what does that exactly mean?
It means it pulls up a bunch of different nutrients from deeper in the soil than
what's So that's available. Why they call it a chop and drop plant, because you can chop it and drop it anywhere and it'll help your garden. You can also, though, harvest it like I like to do because I'm a witch and dry it out and turn it into comfrey oil and put it in the salves, which I'm going to do.
which I'm going to do.
And then our strawberries, they have runners. This is your cool permaculture facts of the week, people. If you didn't know, the strawberries have runners, and they just keep like replanting themselves and growing more plants. So we redid our whole strawberry garden and pulled it all up, added more soil, added another layer what do you call that? Garden bed? We just added a second top. It was just a one frame bed, and now it's two. Those 4x6s?
Yeah.
4x6s. And then we probably could have added more dirt, honestly. Put the lines back in, and then I took all these other plants. We gave some to our neighbors, and then I'm going to bring the rest to the daycare. Not all of them, but at least half of those, since they all died the first time because the water wasn't on at the daycare garden that I work at. I've been working in a daycare garden that we started, and it looks so cute. They have perennials as well. They have purple coneflower, which we should have here. They have milkweed, which we should... Do we have milkweed growing here?
No.
We need to plant milkweed here. And then they also have raspberries that come back, like, really hardcore, which is super cool. And they have chives, and we need to plant chives here. Do we have seeds? Chive seeds?
I don't think we do. There is a couple random onions that have popped up.
Well, I would like to have chives because chive vinegar, people, it's basically you harvest all the blossoms, put it into vinegar, and it turns the vinegar purple with an onion flavor. On point for dressings. I'm going to get it going. So imagine the vinegar with the apple cider this year.
Yeah.
Onion vinegar with apple cider vinegar and then a little bit of honey. It's going to be so good.
We got a bunch of cucumbers going. A little bit of
mustard.
They just started, so we don't know how they're going to do it.
I hope they
crush it. I think we have like 10 cucumber plants planted.
Well, I would love to be able to actually make enough pickles where they were like, we ate so many pickles in August.
I love pickles.
I highly recommend setting up drip irrigation, and that is what I'm going to be doing today. I'm going to be drawing out Thug Rose's plant, and then Guy and I are going to be installing it either this weekend or next week.
I mean, whenever she's ready, but it's only going to take us... It'll only take us a day.
How to work experts. What else do we need to talk about today? I'm just super stoked on life right now, guys. That's what happens when you work in the garden. It helps you.
Phil and Laura planted those lettuces, and I told them about cut and come again lettuce.
Cut and come again? That's what she said.
Oh. Instead of cutting the whole head of lettuce off, and then that's the only time you can harvest it, you just go grab a couple.
Yeah, you just grab from the outside in, you take all the good pieces, and the new lettuce is coming from the middle, and then you can basically harvest enough for the two of you or three of you if you're growing for your family, and you don't have to pull up a whole lettuce head. Because all your lettuce, if you're not doing successive planting, they're all basically ready at the same time, so it's a great way to make the lettuce, I think, go longer.
Definitely. At some point, it starts to just get a little bit bitter. But you have months. I mean, you could probably harvest off of it for a couple months. Especially if you keep a shade cloth over it. If it gets too hot in the summer days, it'll start wanting to bolt and go to seed. But
if you haven't started following my art page, you should go follow iCart Art on Instagram. And you'll see all my Pokemon drawings that I do with chalk art. And I'll be posting more Boomer shit soon. I'm so lazy with social media shit and YouTube. I really wish I was better at it because it is a cool platform to start making money on.
Yeah.
We just need to start. I really think we should do what Nicole Beasy suggested, is you take one day a month, write it in your calendar, and you are going to work on the fucking posting videos for like 5 hours that day and like commit to it. Because then you just have a day you can actually have all of them come out success, like once a week then, everything you work on that day. You can plan your, time your posts. But she's just saying that's how you have lots of content coming out, is because then you have all the 5 hours you put in, and it's posted and ready, then the whole month is planned.
Yeah.
And that she's even saying this, like, do four in a row. I'm like, wow, I'm getting really high. So I definitely want to be smoking blunt when I'm talking.
Yeah.
And I just like the idea, the reason I like doing it every few days or once a week is because we can talk about what we've been doing. It's like a time capsule. Because we did it on May 22nd. It's June 1st today. Happy June 1st, guys. This is where you should be setting intentions, seeing your month. This is what I do as a person, at least. Like, seeing what's planned, knowing my work schedule for coaching, looking back at when my last bee checks were, which were the 22nd and 23rd, which is day 10 and day 11 for bees, which means, like, they could be making a queen and, like, leaving the next 4 days. in terms of like that's how fast shit changes inside a hive. So hive management is all about knowing your bee math and like where you're at. However, I saw fresh eggs, you know, mm-hmm. to 15, 14 days ago, and they wouldn't be leaving their brood. That's what I've kind of learned as well. Like, if there's fresh eggs in the hive when you checked, it's unlikely that they're, like, leaving this, like, unless, I'm pretty sure. I need to go look. There's just so much research on it and things to learn. And that's why reading is so important. When people say they don't read, I'm like, how do you not read at all? Whether it's and I'll take active podcast listening as reading, but not if you're just listening to bad friends.
Yeah, which is, shout out, that is a funny podcast.
It's a fucking hilarious podcast. Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee put it on, and I fucking love it. But at the same time, like, the content coming out there doesn't necessarily going to change your life or give you, like, growth. It's going to make you laugh, though, and make you feel good, which is just as important. So, like, just know that you should be consuming, I think, multiple platforms of information. And I think reading is just good for your brain because it's a different way of ingesting information. And it's harder because it actually requires you to sit there and only do reading.
Hell yeah.
We rented our trailer. Shout out to Rapo Rental Company to tow the motorcycles. It was an okay trailer.
It worked out fine.
The light wasn't working and the hitch was a little like
squeaky.
Squeaky, but whatever.
Well, if we're going to do another one, I would just go ahead and buy a motorcycle trailer.
We still don't know where to park it. We have nowhere to park it. That's why I'm just like, just rent it. We have nowhere to put it. Unless you want to fucking fix our front area where there you can roll it in.
I'm saying it's not like it has to, like, it's not going to be using it every weekend, so it's like, just fucking bring it and store it at your dad's.
I know, but at this point, he said there's not even room in there.
Like, what are they storing over there? Everyone's shit?
Everyone's shit. And it's like, honestly, even homeless people have too much shit. Fuck you, homeless people who don't know how to take care of themselves and, like, at least clean up
after themselves. Well, if you're homeless, you don't know how to take care of yourself. If you're, like, a traveler, then they normally pick up themselves and only have what fits in a backpack.
Sorry, I'm just pissed. This lady's, like, leaving her tampons around our neighborhood.
Use some motherfucking tampons.
Yeah, use ones. And they, like, went from a camp that ground that was set up to, like, just taking over the entire Frisbee golf section up the hill. And it's just, like, spread out everywhere. And they're, like, hiding in their fucking, like, broken-ass tent like fucking crackheads, because they are. Doing more drugs at 8:30 in the afternoon. Like, we did a really late walk, too, so I always think it's hilarious when people are hanging out in their tent, and it's, like, 9 o'clock, and it's like, no wonder you're still homeless. Like, go get a fucking job.
They can't show up on time.
No, they wouldn't be able to. And it's, like, I feel, like, I actually filed a report on an issue, because it's, like, and then it's really sad. There's a group of 30 kids walking down this area by these fucking crackheads where there's used tampons and trash everywhere and they're fucking bullshit. And it's just, no, it's not safe for kids.
No. I like, yeah, we walked past them and all the kids, there's like, what, 40 school kids?
And they're all
kids
happy seeing, yeah, all sweet, happy seeing the dogs. And then like 10 minutes later, we're gonna be seeing this crack junction. The crackhead junction, it goes from one, and it's gonna be, there's five up the hill. You know? So mm-hmm. It's like, which route is safer for us? Because between the two now, there's like five up the hill on the other part of the street.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's just annoying because it's like, I want people to obviously have a place to live. It's just, how do we fix it? And it's just like, we'll build fucking multiple parking garages, but won't build fucking mental health encampments.
Right.
Because that's what we need. We need a place for people with mental health problems to go for and not have to pay rent, but have to do work. To me, and it should say, you can say, and that's the problem, is these people don't even want to work. They don't care. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about, like, that's why, like, fixing this heart is a hard problem, because half the people do need help and want help, and the other half don't.
Well, and most people are just fine being where they're at. Whether it's in a good position
even if you're not homeless, I think that's also the complacency of America and the world right now. It's scary, because it says, like, even when I'm reading these health books, like, it's just like self-help books is like if only like 3% of people can actually like commit to their goals. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not good. It's just a scary situation we're all in terms of like not caring,
right?
Because it doesn't really seem like many people actually do care about each other. I hope that's why it's important. You like the dude on Entrepreneurs on Fire said you're the average of the five people you hang out with.
Right.
And I just think that is, like, the most important thing you can do is surround yourself with five really good people. And even if those people, you don't see them, if you're, like, I think that's why podcasts, like, who you're listening to, those are, I include, so my, I call those the podcast people. That's my one, like, all the people, that's one. You're two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I mean, they're not number one. I'm saying you're number one. But of my five, the podcasting, I consider them, like, my people. Because I'm learning valuable information from them in terms of how to apply myself, financial goals. Like, I may not know how to invest in the stock market yet. I also, a part of me just doesn't care. I think that's, like, my biggest thing has always been, like, is that really what this is for, this life?
Right.
Just trying to figure out how to make money.
On a computer, doing something. It's like, so many people just, like, cool, you make money, like. You like to sit at a computer and click, like, funnels all day and, like, sell, like, I don't know. I think a lot of people are just fine doing things because, like, that's the trend, or you make money. It's like, to me, a lot of the things aren't very fulfilling. That's why I feel like I haven't gone balls to the wall, like, with Amazon FBA.
Yet. No, I know. We haven't got, or guys who's listening, the FBA's kind of been put on a standstill because it's just, like, I got to a, like, a point where all the companies we were reaching out to don't do FBA, like all the protein companies we were looking into, even the leash company I found didn't do an FBA, like all these, like, because like Amazon Scout tells you the products that are trending,
mm-hmm.
but if you can't be there, if you can't work with them and buy them wholesale, then you have to invest in like a product that's like that product, you know? And I just feel like that's risky as fuck because then you have to do all this other marketing for this leash. That isn't trending.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm just nervous to invest. I'm not necessarily nervous. I just, like, to me, it's like, let's just do the van. Like, one step at a time is, I think, the greatest advice everyone should take. Like, 1% of improvement every day. Like, even the van. What can you get? Like, that's how you got it done in two. Like, bravo to you. You did it in 9 weeks, dude.
And I definitely could have got it done in, like, 6 or 8 weeks.
But I you also went, like, on motorcycle rides.
I literally took, like, a half day and went rode, like, half the time I could. Which definitely, I think, made it, like, not such a, like, no, a stressful.
And there's been no, there's been no pressure to get it done quickly. And, like, basically you're done. We got a few more weeks on it. But I think, in terms of listing and getting it listed, but I say, let's get it listed. And if someone wants it, we're selling.
Yeah, we're going to get it listed, whatever, this week. We get some pictures and promotional stuff being taken this weekend.
Who just said that?
I'm sure he can get the videos and pictures.
Shout out Elon Chacon. I can't remember his media name right now. But we'll shout him out next episode. Emilio, he's always so sweet to us when he's like, just smoke me out. We'll throw him some bones, too.
We'll throw him some bones.
Am so grateful for my life and you. I've been doing dude's yoga. You guys should all be very proud of myself, and you should just be trying to make yourself work as hard as I have, because I have not missed a day of yoga this year. It's day 153 today, and I've been doing kettlebells like a beast. I got calluses on my hands from all my pull-ups, and boom. And my handstand and headstands are coming along. Soon I'll be floating in the middle of the room. It's just hard. It's a hard thing to overcome, the not having the toe touch on the wall.
Yeah.
It's just the toe touch on the wall allows me to do it. And so it's hard for me to be like, oh, well, I can't do it as well when I'm not on the wall.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I'm going to go against the wall because I can hold it up for longer. Especially, sometimes I don't even have to touch the wall, but the fact that the wall's there is just so helpful in my brain. It's so funny. So fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck it. That's most of things. Bucket.
Oh, the seedlings at the garden. If you want to know why your seedlings don't grow, you're probably overwatering them. My teachers overwatered the fuck out of them. They were basically pouring with water. I went to go, like, check on them, like, in terms of out the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lettuce didn't even sprout. And it's like, lettuce is the easiest, like, seedling to grow.
Well, yeah, if your seeds look like there's green algae growing on top of the cell of the grow cells, like, you have too much water or not enough air movement, so it's just like, yeah, but you can't let them dry out, but yeah, they don't need water. It's a seedling. They have, like, zero root system, so it's like, you need to literally spray them with a water bottle a couple times a week until they germinate.
I know, and then, I probably should have brought them water bottles. It could have been my bad. I didn't have that. That's what we'll do next year. Or we'll try again this year. I could always just have them retry with like some more marigolds.
Yeah.
Which I'll probably have new. Or try them. If anything, they can grow more basil.
Basil would be good there.
Yeah, I'll bring them. I'll do another round with them. I could probably charge Endeavor too for my time. Well, people, I think we've basically covered everything that we've been getting into. Oh, and when you go to a garden, a local garden's place, it's so cool. I love, one of my favorite things is that all our indoor plants here are like the tropical plants of the outdoors. I know we've talked about it in Jamaica, but like when it reminded me of Jamaica, that like one of the cool little flower that we saw in Jamaica was in the tropical zone area. Mm-hmm. And Effie said there was a Hawaiian plant there too. Just so dope. Enjoy the plants. Shout out Cultivated Hemp Company, if that is our sponsor of this podcast. It is the best CBD on the whole damn planet, I think. I haven't tried all the stuff on the planet, so it's just me talking out my butt. But go try it. Use our code BOOM25 at checkout. Get yourself 25% off on all the products. They got CBD salve. They got tinctures of all the different levels. I always suggest getting the best, the gold. And I think they might still have capsules and dog treats, maybe. I don't know. Tincture. BOOM25, Cultivate Hemp Company. Go follow them on Instagram. Give them a like. Give them a shout out. And at Griff Nation, go follow him too at @national_disgrace and get yourself a sick ass hat. And use code BOOM20 and check out. And you can go get the flyest street hats on the market.
Shit.
And I get compliments all the time when I wear those hats. I love the lion logo, buddy. Love you all, and go to aboomlife.com or superpothead.com if you want some superpothead swag from us that I designed. I only make $5 on a t-shirt, so that's why they're expensive. That company takes way too much money, Teespring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like about them. Their profit margins. They basically make all the money off your t-shirt design, and you get $5. I mean, you can set your margins higher, but who the fuck's going to spend $70 on a fucking t-shirt and then be pissed when it's wearing off?
Yeah.
That's the only part I haven't figured out about my dropship company, but no one buys my shirt, so it doesn't really fucking matter. And it makes me have exclusive t-shirt wear, so I don't really care. Prove me wrong, people. Go buy my shit. And have a great, beautiful day, and keep making yourself better. Tune in while tune out.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
Boom, boom, boom. Go clean your room. That's what I'm about to go do. Pieces, Reese's Pieces. Love you all. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning.